Gearchecks.com.
94.7 WMAS, your official at work station. Just after 4 o'clock, looks like the tornado warning that was issued for Hampshire County has been lifted, although there's been no official word that it has been, but it was supposed to expire at 4 o'clock about 5 minutes ago. There's still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. That's for all of Berkshire County, and it's moving our way. Some more severe thunderstorms heading through to the east. We'll keep watching it. If you want to check out the actual weather radar with IMAP, it's on our website at 947WMAS.com. Also, I put up a link there on Facebook and Twitter. You can check it out there. We'll keep you up to date throughout the afternoon with the latest forecast and conditions. If you've got some severe weather where you are, you want to call it in here, we'd love to hear where that is so we can warn other people as well. 731-9500, 1-800-YES-WMAS. Latest from Richard Marks now.
I'm back.
94.7 WMAS, your at work choice with the Come On Crew Mornings. Brett Provo here on duty. I feel like the meteorologist, the weatherman. Never went to meteorology school. Macy Gray and I'll try. We got the severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Now, that's for Hampshire, Hampden, and Franklin counties. And that's going on for a little while. Now we have a tornado, as you heard, tornado warning in effect for Eastern Franklin, Eastern Hampshire, and Eastern Hampden counties. And that's until 4:45 this afternoon, so about a half hour from right now, that'll expire. But for right now, everything's moving to the east of us. There's still some stuff to the west of us, but once it gets through, and I heard about 60 to 90 minutes or so, we'll be in the clear. But for right now, some severe thunderstorms moving through the area, some really golf ball-sized hail, all kinds of severe weather. If you got some severe weather, give me a call here. Love to hear about it so we can pass it along to other folks listening at 731-9500 or 1-800-YES-WMAS. Hello.
Hello. Hadley Amherst. Golf ball-sized hail. Thunder, wow. Lightning, craziness. It's really bad.
Heading toward Belchertown and points east.
Yep.
Appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
So again, this is a tornado warning in effect for Eastern Franklin, Hampshire, and Hampden counties till 4:45 this afternoon. If you live in those areas, take cover because you never know what's going to happen. No tornadoes have been reported yet, but we'll keep you up to date, of course, right here from your friends at 94.7 WMAS.
HorizonWireless.com.
4:23 now at 94.7 WMAS. Just wanted to step in again before we play some more good music for you as you head home or whatever you're doing. Maybe you're still at work. A good place to be right now, at work or at home, but not necessarily in the car. Definitely don't want to be outside. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect and a tornado warning in effect for all of the Pioneer Valley, pretty much. That's until 4:45 this afternoon for the tornado warning that's going on right now. Some really heavy thunderstorms centralized around Springfield, Chicopee, Northampton, points east, even as far west as Westfield. I've gotten reports of hail and heavy wind and dangerous lightning in East Hampton. There's been several reports, nothing indicated as far as a tornado goes, but some rotating clouds in Belchertown and in Palmer and heading towards Ware. Everything should be gone to our east by about another hour, hour and a half, they're saying right now at this point. We'll update you on the forecast coming up shortly, but again, a tornado warning means conditions are imminent for a tornado and severe thunderstorms, as you know. That's until 4:45 for all of Franklin, Hampshire, and Hampden counties. Again, until 4:45 this afternoon with 94.7 WMAS.
No repeats while you work.
WMAS, your at work choice for the Come On Crew Mornings. I'm Brett Provo. It's 4:33. Update you on the forecast. Well, actually, let's do it right now. Lots of severe weather through the Pioneer Valley right now. Getting reports and calls and texts from friends of hail, large hail, damaging hail in Wilbraham and Ludlow. I just got a call on. They're hoping their insurance covers it on their cars. My goodness. Belchertown, Palmer, Ware. And then they're looking at Agawam. Points west, Westfield. There is a severe thunderstorm warning, and that's in effect till 5 o'clock. And their tornado warning is still in effect for all of Pioneer Valley, Franklin, Hampden, and Hampshire County. That's until 4:45, so another 10 minutes or so on the tornado warning. No tornadoes officially been reported, although there's been some swirling clouds reported in different areas. So be on the lookout. Just beware. Stay home. Get ready to take cover to your basement, lowest portion of your building that you're in. If severe weather should hit your area. And there's a lot of severe weather. I know the Hall of Fame blinked out a couple of times here. So we'll try to stay on the air as long as we can. Okay, so there you have it. Tornado warning continues in effect from 4:45 now to 5:15. They're extending it to West Springfield. I've got reports that West Springfield is without power, or at least parts of West Springfield, so that kind of explains that. We'll update you on the forecast details in just a couple of seconds. Let's update you on the traffic for those of you on the roadways this afternoon. Heading home from work, Ken Gallup's got your details.
Good afternoon, Brett. This update of the roads being brought to us by Garmin. Of course, the traffic and the commute being affected by the nasty weather that's moving through. You're going to have to watch out for dreadful visibility plus hail, which has been falling in a number of spots. Watch out for slick roadways and some puddling, which may occur. As it stands right now, we do know of two delays, not necessarily weather-related, but it's slow on the northbound side of 5 from 83 up across the South Bend Bridge. Stop-and-go volume, quite frankly. And then even after the bridge, things are going to remain slow moving up towards Meadow Street on that northbound side. Southbound just a little bit busy coming across the bridge right down by the rotary. No major hangups. 91 is looking clear in large part. So is 291 and the Turnpike plus 57 through Agawam. Garmin checks traffic over 2 billion times a month to keep you moving. Available on select Garmin GPS with 100% subscription. Free traffic. For more information, visit Garmin.com. That's Garmin.com. I'm Ken Gallup on your official at work station, 94.7 WMAS.
When you're shopping for a limited time only, participating restaurants.
All right, need to break in here. 94.7 WMAS, 4:39. There is a tornado warning in effect for all of Western Mass. That's until 5:15 this afternoon. And a tornado has been reported in Springfield, in the South End, heading toward East Springfield, Wilbraham, and East Longmeadow. So if you're a resident or in that area right now, you are to take cover immediately. We've seen it on TV. It looks like it's lifted a little bit, but there is a tornado been spotted again around Springfield, the South End, moving to East Springfield, East Longmeadow, and toward Wilbraham if it lasts that long. We'll keep you up to date, of course, here at 94.7 WMAS. But if you're in those areas, please take cover immediately. There is a tornado been spotted, and the warning continues in effect for all of Western Mass, and that is until 5:15 this afternoon.
Metro PCS has the service, limited time offer.
Nothing but weather on the show today. Severe thunderstorm warning continues in effect till 5. 5:15 on the tornado warning. There is a tornado been spotted in Springfield. Went through downtown Springfield, made some damage there. Trees down, lines down. Pretty nasty. Heading eastward, East Springfield, East Longmeadow, and Wilbraham, and Munson now watching out for this particular tornado that was spotted in downtown Springfield just a minutes ago. Rest of the overnight, though, once we get through this, about an hour or so away, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low near 52. Sunny tomorrow, drier and cooler, highs near 75. And Friday's outlook, sunny, dry, and pleasant, highs near 75. Right now in Springfield, pretty nasty outside. We've got 82 degrees, and this forecast has been sponsored by Subway. Avocado is now at Subway. Creamy and smooth, the superfood really ups the flavor ante. Try the turkey and bacon avocado. Grab the green today. Subway, eat fresh. It's 94.7. WMAS, your at-work choice for the Kellogg Crew Mornings, 4:47. We'll do your request for the 80s coming up at 5 o'clock, of course, with cartoons. The all-request 80s drive at 5. I don't know if they've listed the tornado warning. Somebody said they lifted the tornado warning, but there's still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Western Massachusetts for another at least hour, they're saying at this point. So we'll keep you up to date with the weather, of course. It's been pretty nasty. A confirmed report of a tornado hitting downtown Springfield about 12 minutes ago. And it ripped through Springfield, pretty some severe damage, I guess. Roof off a house, a lot of trees down. We'll keep you up to date on the news as well. Hopefully Barry Krieger will be giving us a call with 22 News headlines pretty soon. There's still a lot of wind and rain and lightning, thunderstorms to the east of us as well. Hamden, Wilbraham area, and Munson right now reports of severe thunderstorms. If you got some severe weather where you are, you can call it in to us. We'd like to pass it along. If there's any traffic problems, which looks like there's some in Springfield, we'll get you updated, of course, with Ken Gallup and Time Saver Traffic throughout the afternoon as well. It's 94.7 WMAS.
Got to try the 99 Restaurants 9 Grave-Worthy.
Through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit mahealthconnector.org.
94.7 WMAS. Going commercial-free. More of your favorites on the way next. I'm Brett Provo here on this Wednesday afternoon. Kind of a dark, dreary afternoon, wouldn't you say? Tornado warning was lifted for Western Mass. The severe thunderstorm warning continues in effect for all of Western Mass. It's Franklin, Hampshire, and Hamden counties until 5:45, so about another hour from right now. Severe thunderstorms still ripping through the area. The confirmed tornado apparently Swirling clouds were spotted in Westfield. It moved to West Springfield, where it touched down around Memorial Avenue, ripped over the Connecticut River into downtown Springfield and the South End, and then went east. And I got a report that it was around Dickinson Street area in East Springfield just a little while ago. We'll keep you up to date on that. But the severe thunderstorm warning continues in effect, as I mentioned, till 5:45. And we still have our tornado watch for all of Western Mass. And that's until 8 o'clock tonight.
94.7 WMAS, your official at-work station, goes commercial-free. Now.
Success never tear us apart at 94.7 WMAS with cartoons. 80s drive at 5504. I'm Brett Provo. Tornado warning continues in effect till 5:15 for all of Western Mass. 5:45 on the severe thunderstorm warning. Did have a tornado in Springfield. It touched down in West Springfield around 4:30. Ripped through downtown Springfield into Eastern Springfield. Springfield police are now asking that you stay away from Eastern Springfield, East Springfield, downtown Springfield, up to Forest Park. It's just an absolute mess. Trees down, a lot of damage, roofs, shingles blown off of houses, a lot of damage around. So please stay off the road, stay at work, or stay at home if you're in downtown Springfield or the East Springfield area. Right now, all the severe thunderstorm activity seems to be in the Ware area. We'll keep you up to date, of course, throughout the afternoon here at 94.7 WMAS. Should be out of the wind zone about, less than an hour from now when everything is lifted. Time saver traffic details on some of the mess out there is Ken Gallup.
Some scary moments out there in the roads and some bad aftermath. This update, Brett, brought to us by Garmin. We've got delays everywhere. Rarely do we see it slow in 57 in Agawam. We'll begin there with the eastbound side jammed up from Main Street right to 91. 91 on the northbound side. Delays begin all the way back at the Long Meadow Curve, and that goes right up into the heart of the downtown by the construction. Meanwhile, 291 on the northbound side from end to end. You are slow moving up to Chicopee from the downtown. Major delays both sides of the turnpike as you're traveling in each direction. Also, right where the South End Bridge comes down by the rotary. Massive delays on 5 north and south. We've got a tractor trailer on its side right at the mouth of the bridge as you're making your way on the northbound side. Plus, southbound, it's jammed up, heavy and slow. Garmin checks traffic over 2 billion times a month to keep you moving. Available on select Garmin GPS with 100% subscription-free traffic. For more information, visit Garmin.com. That's Garmin.com. I'm Ken Gallup on your official at-work station, 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. At this time, we're going to switch over to a WWLP TV 22 News and the latest on the tornado that's touched down in Springfield.
Stay away from the south end of Springfield, and obviously West Springfield along the river is going to be a mess in terms of traffic for a while as well. Real quickly, I know that we have some video that we want to show you. I do want to show you this image here on the 22 News Storm Team ESP Live Doppler Radar, and you can see here that little hook hanging off of the Echo. I know if you're not a meteorologist, this doesn't look all that impressive, but it still concerns us. This area right in here, where you have that little area of red kind of hanging south of Brimfield. So we're going to watch this here for the next half an hour or so as it continues to move out of our viewing area. But that is an area of concern. And also, we still have the potential for tornadoes in extreme eastern Hampshire and eastern Franklin County. You can see the areas of red there just to the north of Ware as the sweep refreshed the image.
Airchecks.com.